This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
We're trying to keep a straight face.
You need to be better about hiding things with your face.
And preparing some goodbyes.
We have to stop meeting like this.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Wednesday, April 19th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Michelle Yeoh is officially returning to Star Trek for her own spinoff, only it'll be slightly different than what fans were expecting. In 2019, when Paramount Plus was called CBS All Access, the Trek gatekeepers announced that Yeoh would be returning to the franchise for a Section 31 spinoff series focused on her Star Trek Discovery character, Philippa Georgiou. That project has been in development all this time, but it now stands as a movie event. Coming to Paramount Plus, Star Trek Section 31 will focus on Yeoh's Emperor Philippa Georgiou as she joins a secret division of Starfleet tasked with protecting the United Federation of Planets while facing the sins of her past. Beckett Rex has confirmed the news of his departure from American Idol Season 21 after host Ryan Seacrest announced the surprise return of previously eliminated contestant Paige Ann. Rex, who is the son of a Clockwork Orange actor Malcolm McDowell, shared the news Tuesday on his Instagram story. Though the 19-year-old made the top 26, Rex said he made the decision not to continue on. His caption read, quote, "I'm not going to say why I didn't decide to continue in the competition, but what I will say is that it was my choice. I am forever grateful to my American Idol family, and I will always look back at the experience with the utmost gratitude and fondness." Seacrest announced during Monday's episode that Anne would return after she was previously eliminated by the judges. The Good Doctor's Freddie Highmore is detailing a bizarre experience on the set of an undisclosed talk show. The actor praised Jimmy Kimmel Live's Feel Good backstage area while visiting the show on Monday, noting that he'd been on other talk shows where it was a much more challenging environment instead. That includes one visit in which he was tossed into a broom closet by producers in order to avoid running into an unnamed TV show host. Have a listen.
There was, I'm going to avoid trying to avoid saying the name.
Oh, okay.
This host doesn't like seeing guests beforehand, and so I was coming backstage with a couple of the producers, and they looked up and they saw the host at the end of the corridor, and they were really, really scared. And they grabbed me and threw me into the next door that was right there by the hallway, and it was a broom closet, a dark broom closet. And I was there for about a minute. And they were like these sort of Secret Service agents on their phone, like, are we clear? Have they gone? Can we bring him out? Terrified.
You were stuck into a closet?
And then just walked out as if nothing happened. So this is a much more pleasant way of spending my evening.
Well, yeah, we didn't show you the closet. Holy
Thank
cow.
You for being a decent human
wow.
being.
Wow. Kathy Lee Gifford did that to you?
Close.
That is truly bizarre. You can hear his full story at EW.com. Fun fact, you can still order DVDs in the mail from Netflix. Not so fun fact, you only have 5 months left to do it. Nearly a decade after dancing on Blockbuster's grave, Netflix has announced that it will be closing up its own digital video discotheque. On Tuesday, Netflix tweeted, quote, "On September 29th, 2023, we will send out the last red envelope. It has been a true pleasure and honor to deliver movie nights to our wonderful members for 25 years. Thank you for being part of this incredible journey, including this final season of Red Envelopes." Aaron Carter's death has been determined to be drowning caused by the effects of alprazolam, a generic form of Xanax, and inhaling compressed air. That according to the Los Angeles County Department of Medical Examiner Coroner. The manner of death was ruled as accidental, with the first cause of death listed as drowning, and the second listed from effects of alprazolam and difluoroethane, a volatile substance found in cans of compressed air. Carter was found submerged in his bathtub in his Lancaster, California home last November. He was 34. And Carol Locatell, the actress best known for her fiery performance as no-nonsense, foul-mouthed mom Ethel Hubbard in Friday the 13th, Part 5, A New Beginning, has died. She was 82. The actress's husband, Gregory Prestipino, told The Hollywood Reporter that Locatell died at her Sherman Oaks, California home on April 11th. Locatell made her acting debut in a 1967 episode of the beloved sitcom The Flying Nun, and 6 years later made the jump to the big screen as Priscilla in the 1973 action film Coffee. In addition to her role in Friday the 13th Part 5, Locatell also appeared in three films with late actor Burt Reynolds, 1981's Paternity and Sharky's Machine, and 1982's Best Friends, as well as 2002's Bug and 2005's The Family Stone. Her television credits include Bonanza, MASH, ER, Ally McBeal, Touched by an Angel, NYPD Blue, Mad Men, Scandal, NCIS, Grey's Anatomy, Station 19, Shameless, and more. And for more on all of those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. It's Morphin time, or at least it is for our number three pick, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Once and Always. The scripted reunion special serves as a 30th anniversary celebration of the classic 90s kids series, with members of the original Power Rangers cast joining forces to defeat a robot version of Rita Repulsa, who's created a time portal in order to kill the original Rangers before Zordon can make new Rangers. And upon discovering that Rita has also killed Min's mom, the whole team reassembles for one last fight. Here's the trailer.
After all these years, I found a new body!
Rita Repulsa?
No, it can't be.
It's time for revenge!
She killed Mom. We gotta destroy her.
This is Ranger business, okay?
Let us sort this out. Rita's creating a time portal.
I'll kill you before Zordon makes you Rangers!
We gotta make sure Rita doesn't hurt anybody else.
Attention Power Rangers! Get to your assigned stations now!
Once a Ranger?
Always a Ranger.
It's Morphin time!
Your Moon Rangers!
You wanna fight? You found one!
You got this! Good luck! Now it's a reunion!
Messing with this place was a big mistake. Don't worry, you saved the world before.
Well, this Netflix special also honors original Yellow Ranger Trini actress Tui Trang, who died after a car crash in 2001. Original Green Ranger Tommy actor Jason David Frank, who did not participate in the special, died by suicide in late 2022 and is also honored at the end of the special. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Once and Always is available now on Netflix.
Number two.
There's big news in a galaxy far, far away today as The Mandalorian Season 3 finale premieres on Disney+. Now, all season, the show has followed Pedro Pascal's Din Djarin and baby Grogu as they've cavorted around the galaxy, and now the pair are facing off against a familiar foe, the nefarious Moff Gideon, played by Giancarlo Esposito. And Din Djarin warns Grogu in this sneak peek, quote, "Playtime's over." Let's listen.
The Empire is growing again.
Grogu, playtime's over.
Everybody come and look!
Long live the Empire!
We have to stop meeting like this.
They
They've got you outnumbered 10-1.
I like those odds.
Oh my, sounds like it is going to be a fiery end to this season of The Mandalorian. The season 3 finale is streaming now on Disney Plus. And after you watch, make sure to listen to EW's Star Wars podcast, Dagobah Dispatch, for a full breakdown of the finale, featuring interviews with key cast members like Pedro Pascal, Katie Sackhoff, and more. This is the way. It's trivia time! In this week's season 2 finale of Abbott Elementary, the teachers and students take a little field trip to Philadelphia's Franklin Institute. We'll have more on that in just a minute. Now, the cast and crew were able to film at the historic museum. They're not the only one who've done so. What beloved movie also filmed scenes there? Was it The Da Vinci Code, National Treasure, or Night at the Museum? Stick around for that answer, as well as our number one pick. What to Watch will be right back.
More about gel coat.
When the fourth round would...
Don't you call in the...
Don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here, because it's Emmy season on The Awardist. With the dazzling Oscar season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers, every Thursday starting April 4th, as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The Awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth, can't-miss interviews. Follow the long road to the Emmys with The Awardist podcast, Thursday starting April 4th, on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at ew.com/awardist. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. So we are typically sharing recommendations for shows and movies to watch on this podcast, but today we're recommending something to listen to. In fact, it's another podcast. The Prince Mixtape is new today from CNN Audio, available at cnn.com/audio or wherever you listen to podcasts. And it, as you might have guessed from the name, is about iconic singer, songwriter, musician Prince, and features those who knew him, worked with him, or just plain admired him. Author and poet Nicole Perkins hosts, and when she's not talking about Prince, we wondered, what you watching?
Okay, so I am watching this new show on ABC called The Company You Keep, and I am absolutely loving it. It stars Milo Ventimiglia as Charlie and Catherine Hanna Kim as Emma. Now, Charlie is a con man from a family of con artists, right? And Emma is an undercover CIA agent from a very prominent political family. And the show opens with Charlie and his family running a con that puts them directly in the crosshairs of an Irish mob, which Emma and her CIA cronies are trying to take down. Then a bunch of spoilery stuff happens, okay? And it ends up that Charlie and Emma end up at the same hotel bar, licking their respective wounds, and end up having a bit of a dirty weekend together. Now, neither of them knows what the other does for a living or how they're connected through this Irish mob, and that's part of the thrill, right? The chemistry between Charlie and Emma is so good. Plus, there's a lot about family duty, when to honor it, when to step away. Plus, you're going to be trying to figure out what happens to a relationship built on lies. Like, what kind of foundation is that? This show is so good. It is sexy. It is sharp. It is very grown up. It's a lovely kind of thriller, and I've missed it. I am all in. So that is The Company You Keep on ABC. I've been watching it on Hulu. Please get into it because I need a second season immediately.
The teachers at Abbott Elementary have been waiting for the day they can take their students to the Franklin Institute, and that day has finally arrived thanks to some fundraising hustle earlier in the season. Now, similar to the season one finale, which included a field trip to the zoo, season two's field trip culmination comes with plenty of tension between our two favorite lovesick teachers, Janine and Gregory. And quite the first for everyone. Have a listen.
So, what does a Gregory pack for an overnight trip to the Franklin Institute?
We have a do-rag.
Uh-huh.
All 13 essential vitamins.
Of course.
And night socks.
Night socks?
Yeah, but after I take off my day socks.
Today's the big field trip to the Franklin Institute, which is my favorite museum of science and technology.
And it's a sleepover.
Yes, our first sleepover. Because neither of us has ever done a sleepover before.
With teachers. With
the, and the kids.
Everyone.
And everyone's going to be
there's
going to
be a lot of people
so,
there. Yeah.
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 Not going to lie, I'm still hung up on the night socks. All right, don't be tardy for the season two finale of Abbott Elementary. It gets underway tonight at 9 on ABC. Trivia. And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. What movie filmed scenes at the Franklin Institute? The Da Vinci Code, National Treasure, or Night at the Museum? That would be National Treasure, the 2004 heist movie starring Nicolas Cage, Diane Kruger, and Justin Bartha, filmed both inside and outside the Philly landmark. It's inside the Franklin Institute that Justin Bartha's character Riley Poole solves a cipher vital to their treasure hunt. Well, folks, that is our show for today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Executive Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks for listening, and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shep, Devin Kogan, Patrick Gomez, and EW staff. Edited by Sammy Junio. Written and produced by Ashley Boucher. Hosted and produced by Jared Hall. And executive produced by Chanel Johnson.
What to Watch.